Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we got Kritzy in the house.
Kritzy's in the house. Yay. We are so excited.
I like the lid, and of course, over
love
there.
Love the lid. Oh, there's
got,
who?
Rye? We got Rye. Hot Rye, Rye hiding behind
can you
the
give
phone
us a little?
There.
Hey, girls, hey. And hey, guy, hey.
Oh, it's going to be a good show tonight,
oh,
everyone.
Boy, if I only had a full battery. But I'm on Facebook Live right now, so.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Hello. So, hey, if you can listen to us on 95. Oh, no, tell to everybody where we are.
If you can listen to us on 95.9 WATD.
FM.
Right now, mm-hmm. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, and we're big time. FM, right? Oh, 95.9
yeah,
FM.
Yeah, we're not AM.
We're not messing
and
around.
Who do we have with us tonight?
Oh, Kritzy's in the house. We have the clean team, the one and only Matt Kritz.
Kritzy's in the house.
Kritzy. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. You know what? No matter what we talk about, it's going to be fun. But you didn't bring us any dirt bread this
time. We have no dirt.
We have no dirt bread with a bow.
I know.
What's up with that?
Bye, everybody. It was
bye,
nice
everyone.
To see you.
Tune
bye.
In.
Rye, say bye to everybody. All right, tune in, 95.9 FM. All right, I'll shut this off.
Yeah, well, my wife was telling me before I was leaving, you got to bring a prop. She wanted me to bring, like, a loom that
right.
shows you how you make oriental rugs. I'm like, that's kind of big. I mean, I only have a little Honda. I'm not bringing a loom.
But you could have brought some
type
of... We could
have maybe done a show, like, on the tour.
Yeah.
I know.
We could have went there.
I'm trying to put more content on our website, like me...
You have to.
Doing this stuff that we talk about.
You have to, because it's... fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I realize people enjoy that stuff. I did when I first started doing it. I thought it was fascinating as well, but now I'm just like used to it.
When you bring color back into a rug, I could cry.
Yeah, there's nothing better than color in a rug.
Back in a rug that's been removed.
Yes.
No, but you did have samples of things the last time. I went onto your website, I think, and I actually showed people online. And the fringe, remember all that?
Mm-hmm. I brought a rug to him last year, probably, and I had... Before I knew Kritzy, I brought it somewhere else, and they said, you need to throw this rug away.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, no, I can't.
Don't you hear that music? Yeah.
No.
Malcolm is on the line.
Malcolm, I'm so sorry.
Speaking about rugs, maybe tonight, hopefully you don't need a magic carpet to get over that traffic. How's it looking?
That would not be a bad idea right now. Thank you. Good evening to you, Sharon. This report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Right now, I'm looking at some very heavy traffic now coming down the Southeast Expressway out of the O'Neill Tunnel, right down past Andrews Square, again around the Dorchester gas tank, right down through the past Neponset Circle down into Braintree. Northbound looks okay. On Route 128, you've got delays from the Mass Turnpike to Route 9, again down from East Street to Canton. Northbound from the Expressway up to Route 37. On Route 3, you've got delays just getting down past Union Street. Route 24 will hang up getting down past 495. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, who just stepped out of the room for one momento. And we have Matt Kritz from the Clean Team here with us this evening. And I am so excited about that always. You always bring sunshine into my life.
I try.
Yes.
You deserve sunshine.
I do deserve sunshine. Yeah, it's been good. I haven't really been laughing or smiling for a while, so
hello.
I'm glad to. 781-837-4900. Again, the number is 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us this evening, please feel free to give us a call. We have Ryan manning the phones. And how's your squeaky chair?
Honest to God. So, well, I had to get you a pen.
I know.
Princess.
Thank you, princess. Powder. No, I don't need that. That's not a TV show.
you know, this should be a TV show, though, because you two look fabulous.
Oh, well, thank
well
you.
Right?
Sitcom.
We can't help ourselves.
I mean,
we
honestly,
cannot.
Yeah. It's like,
he's talking about my bags under my eyes, not yours.
I've got nothing anymore. But let me finish that thought, because I brought the rug to him.
Yes.
Okay? Like brand new. Brand
oh, really?
Spanking new.
Yeah.
Right? Got it back. Maybe an hour after it was put back down, dog threw up and then pooped. Brought it back.
Oh, aren't no. they great?
Right. For you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you came by my house and maybe dropped something off for Max to eat. I'm not sure. Cleaned it again. Perfect. But someone told me it's time for it to go. Now, that was a rug that was my mother-in-law's, and she picked it out before mm-hmm. she passed away, and she loved that rug. So I'm keeping it for Papa. I'm
yep.
keeping it there. But you made it like brand new.
Well,
see?
Thank you.
No, I'm serious.
I mean,
that was important to me, and you knew how important that was to me.
And all kidding aside, I knew that rug had a lot of sentimental value. And if I sense that, or if we sense that, we really treat everything that we are working with as like, okay, we're going to make this as perfect as we can. And mm-hmm. it's never like, well, we tried, good luck, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be like, we'll do everything we can, we'll be honest, we'll let them know hopefully what the expectations will be, and then, you know, we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. It was perfect, like brand new.
That's great. All right. Well, we're talking to Matt Kritz from the Clean Team.
We are.
Yes. And why don't you tell all of our listeners, for those people who haven't heard us before, but I know you've been on at night and everything, so what are just the different types of things that you do cleaning for? Because I know a lot of times people get confused when I recommend you, because they're like, oh, I don't need someone to clean my house. You don't do that.
Well, basically, we clean mostly textiles. So we're talking carpet, upholstery, window treatments, granite, wood floors. My mind is going crazy here. Carpet.
Because you can't stand what you're staring at across
tile,
the way here.
Grout.
Showers, yep.
Grout one. Anything that you can get dirty and anything that needs general cleaning, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that we don't handle, but we always will be able to refer somebody who does and somebody who's going to do well the way we do.
Mm-hmm. And I know Ryan's favorite thing is that you can put color, like sometimes people will get bleach and stuff in there, and we've had past shows. So if you haven't listened to past shows, you can go to our podcast, which is Talk Real Estate Radio, and you can get the podcast, or just go on to TalkRealEstateRadio.com, and all of the past podcasts are on this. We have a few shows with you talking about some of those things too, but I would say one of the things I'm excited to talk about tonight is the first thing that I see on your list that you do want to talk about, because what's the number one offender when people go into somebody's house when they're trying to buy a house?
Number one is smoke.
Yeah.
How smart am I?
Yeah. You're so smart. Don't you think it's odors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Odor.
You know, pet odors.
Pet odors. Yep. But cigarettes is one that is... Old cigarette smoke.
Exactly. That's sort of a deal breaker. Well, I'll give you guys a quick little story. We had a customer whose dad was a doctor, but he was also a collector of really expensive Oriental rugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he had these, rugs that you don't even walk on. They were like hung on the wall. Mm-hmm. Some of them were in glass. I mean, these things were like, I was nervous just kind of giving a price.
Mm-hmm.
But my point was, his wife smoked, and every one of these rugs reeked of cigarettes.
Mm.
And so what we did is we came up with the price to clean them. But the nice thing was I took one of the small ones back to the shop, and I said, let me just clean this one and see how much effort we're going to have to do to get the cigarette smell out. And, you know, that doesn't mean we just start mixing up chemicals.
Yeah.
We go to our, we have a whole big chemical room, and we go in there and we find, okay, this is the best for this fiber, this smell, this is the process, this is how we're going to do it. And essentially, in a very short time, we completely eradicated that odor.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So now this rug is valuable again.
And were they happy with the results?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And they moved.
And then you did all the others.
Yeah, we're moving forward with, you know, thousands of dollars.
It's sad to me, though, that there's these rugs hanging on the wall and you can't step on them. But
I know.
Let's just smoke a cigarette.
You do know that we're talking about my client, I think, right? That I referred you.
It might be.
Oh.
I think it is B.
Oh, gosh. I hope she's not listening.
No, that's okay.
But you know what? The thing is that a lot of times people will say, hey, that's... ruined.
And it was, yeah, and that was my suggestion was, though, you know, all of these beautiful, you know, rugs that they have, I'll be honest, I know nothing about any type of the Orientals. I don't know the difference. I know there's different silk and all these other things.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
And I know looking at them, they were beautiful. I'm thinking of one that is hanging on the wall. But they do know. I mean, I had a conversation with them. Unfortunately, you have a beautiful home, but all I can smell is cigarettes.
Yeah,
so you, and we have to have these difficult conversations with our clients only because our job is to market and sell their home.
Right.
And I want to give them the best advice I can. And that's why I had given them your name and suggested that they call you. And what I said is, you know, you're going to be moving anyways. So maybe what you should do is get these all cleaned and then he'll professionally roll them up for you or whatever. So you can have them stored and then bring them to where she's going.
Right.
So that was my suggestion.
And in that situation, they were dispersing these rugs throughout the whole family.
Yep.
Oh. So they'll be able to say, okay, this is, you know, there's never going to be an issue now of like, well, I don't want them because they smell
like smoke. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be a smell of a basement. I mean, it could be whatever the odor is.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's sometimes, you know, a pet odor that you didn't realize. And
right. Mm-hmm. Or just that, you know, my house was built in the 20s and our basement in the summertime has a basement odor.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we keep the dehu running, there's no smell at all. But when it's not, it comes back quickly. Mm-hmm. And that gets in everything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can get one. I got a big, huge dehumidifier this year.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got some good dehumidification. We have one in our shop that gets all the rugs dry overnight. And
thing
just pumps water.
Wow, you can make beef jerky in there.
That's a good idea.
I actually like that. I made you like genuinely laugh out loud. Did you see that?
Well, I think he pretty much laughs out loud genuinely all the time when he's with us. I'm just saying.
We're always in rare form when Matt Critz is in the house for some reason.
That's awesome.
Literally was coming up the stairs talking to my husband and I saw you, got so excited. I was like, Critz is in the house. And he's like, what's the matter? Like, are you getting jumped? I'm like, no, Matt Critz is here.
Right.
He's like,
And she was fairly early.
Yeah, I know. I was right here early today.
I know.
Time to kill.
I know.
It's great.
781-837-4900. We love hearing from you and any questions you might have for us. Again, we have Matt Critz from the Clean Team with us here this evening, and we're talking about different cleaning processes that he does at the Clean Team, and Cindy and I are sort of bringing in and incorporating some of the things we see when we're listing properties, and too, if we're the buyer's agent on a property, we're picking up on these smells as well, you know, so as, you know, seasoned professionals.
That's what we are.
Seasoned. It's a good way of saying old.
Old.
Mm-hmm. Old hags.
I am so seasoned.
Oh, my God. I wish someone would, like, flip me over.
Right, it's time. It's time to be flipped over.
The
side's
a little
done.
Salt and pepper.
The side's done.
Yeah. Well, give us a call, 781-837-4900. And if you have any questions just about real estate in general, we'd love to hear from you. So with the reason why we're talking about the smoke, the cigarette smoke, not only in Oriental rugs, but a lot of times it is stuck in the furniture as well. So is that something that you could, because you take the Orientals back to your shop, what is the process if somebody wants it out of their sofa?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tougher when it's inside of a piece of furniture because you're dealing with, you know, the cushion and batting and all that stuff. But I mean, essentially, what you typically will do is you get that piece of furniture out of that area and just let it breathe, and it'll get rid of a lot of the smell that's trapped inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you clean the outside, obviously it's going to get rid of the stuff that settles on it, which is like the tar and nicotine or whatever's in the air. You know, a lot of times if it's a soot or something from a fire, then, you know, you just have to do the surface cleaning. And they have the ability to sort of, as the molecules heat up and cool down throughout the day, the smell will kind of off-gas itself. So
really. I remember one time, I mean, I have hardwood throughout my house, and I remember one time I had, you know, when the kids were babies, and I remember, like, baby formula and stuff like that. You remember the little, you know, the babies would throw up and all that.
All the time.
And I remember having the rugs cleaned one time, and I was like, I need these stains out, blah, blah, blah. And I just remember them, oh, well, we have different scents that we can use and all this other stuff, and I'm thinking about it now, and it was probably just a cover-up.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, our philosophy is if you can get to the root or the source of the smell, then you eliminate it.
Yeah.
You never want to put a fresh scent in your water and just try and overpower it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, when people put 15 air fresheners in the walls and you walk in and it's almost, I mean, some people who have autoimmune issues, that can really make them sick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you don't want to cover up the smell. You want to eliminate the smell.
Yeah. And I like that. I have to write that down.
That's what we try and tell people is that, you know, yeah, I mean, this is the process we're going to go through. When we have a rug that comes in that's really saturated with urine, you know, you can't just spray it with the hose and be done with it. You have to go through this long process. And people, we sort of get educated and they realize what we're doing. We're, you know, we're bathing that rug in a tank for almost 2 days with enzymes to digest the urine, and it's all these different things, because the last thing you want is a rug that comes back and it's so smell of such perfume,
right?
And then on a hot day you smell the perfume and what it's trying to cover up.
Yeah.
And then you've done no service to anybody at that point. All you've done is made them have something in their house that is just not a nice smell.
Right. So it depends on what the stain is, and hopefully everyone knows what their stain is, of what kind of chemical solutions you're going to use, or you know, how many different kinds. Or
oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's like a science, which I was not good at. But
yeah, well, it's funny how, you know, people will say, gosh, you have so many different options. I'm like, well, that's because there's different fibers, different stains, different things that, you know, wool can't stand up to the type of cleaning that nylon can. So you can't just go in there with one chemical. You have to have all the choices, so that when you're cleaning something for somebody, that technician has to know what kind of fiber this is, how long since it's been cleaned, was it ever cleaned before, who cleaned it, what type of cleaning method did they use. And you have to probe and ask all these questions so that when you're done, you're going to be able to deliver something back that's perfectly clean without any nagging issues down the road. And that's really what we do.
So if someone has all of these issues that we have going on, the smoke and all that, it's obviously in the draperies. Do you remove the draperies from the house, or do you ever do any cleaning? Because some of these draperies are, you know.
Yeah.
I like the way you say draperies.
Draperies? Do I say it wrong?
I just say drapes, but that might be a Dorchester thing. I don't know.
I think it is, because I'm from Braintree, so we say draperies.
I say curtains.
I say curtains.
Draperies.
Window treatments.
Window treatments.
So what do you do with the window treatments?
Well, again, you know, there are some window treatments that cannot come down. They're like put up there and
bolted.
They're coming with the house.
Right. Like, you want these, right? Because they're staying.
Yeah, because
you have no choice.
We can't get them down. So here's the thing. When it comes to odors and drapes, it is a little tough. Because draperies are always made out of these super fancy fabrics that are very expensive, and they're normally got some type of a starch treatment on them, so they're kind of stiff.
Yeah.
And they don't like water at all. So when you're doing drapes, typically you're doing what they call a dry cleaning method. You're using a sponge that's impregnated with cleaning agents, and you're wiping them. So you're doing what they call a refreshening rather than a deep cleaning on drapes.
Really?
Yeah, because they're just the fabrics, you know. If some people have them so they just touch the floor.
Yeah.
And if you clean them, they don't touch the floor anymore. Or remember probably 15 years ago when they used to have them be like a foot too long?
I never thought that was right.
God, it's just the
because it's thing. Just it's just a dust collector, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Did you ever do that, Chad? Because I did.
It hides the dust bunnies.
When I would go in it. Hides them, and they make a nice little thing attached,
like them.
Right all around it. Looks like a shawl around the. I didn't get that ever.
And I mean, we have portable dry cleaning equipment that we used to use a lot, but nowadays with all the chemical sensitivities and making sure that, you know, these things are volatile organic compounds that aren't going to leave residue and hurt people, we've cleaning in general has gotten away from using those dry cleaning machines in someone's home,
mm-hmm.
just because the odors.
Yeah,
people are very.
But dry cleaning, you still use water, right?
No, it's actually a dry cleaning solvent.
Okay,
it's it doesn't
dry.
Dry water.
Yeah, but when you go to the dry cleaners, they wash your clothes.
Some of them
they
do,
right?
But what?
And
they,
I think, well, I can do that at home, and then it will be this big. But
I know.
That's why I didn't know if you use any like that.
Well, it is liquid, but it's not water.
Okay.
So it's a dry cleaning solvent, and they load them into the machine and they wash them just like.
I think dry cleaning. I do not like the way my clothes smell when they come back from the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
I just don't like the way it smells.
Yeah.
So a lot of my dresses, I'm throwing them in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing.
And have you guys noticed that a lot more? Manufacturers are trying to give somebody something they don't have to dry clean as much.
Well, yeah, because it's you know, twice dry cleaning, and it's more than what the dress costs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I don't love it that much.
Well, exactly. The life of that dress, you've paid for it 9 times because every time you wear it, you have to dry clean it.
Yeah.
So I just choose to smell and continue to wear it.
I just try not to sweat all day. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Matt Kritz from the Clean Team. Cindy and I are from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We have 3 offices. We have, I think, like 56 or 57 agents. We had 2 join us actually today, a new team. And they're going to be working out of our Bridgewater office. So we have Bridgewater, so you can catch us if you are down Route 24, 495 area, or you can catch us off of Route 3 because we do this whole area. And we're in Dorchester as well. So 781-837-4900. We are talking to Matt Kritz, and we're talking about, you know, some ideas and suggestions that we would have as real estate agents when you're putting your house on the market. Because that is, it's the smell test as soon as somebody walks in.
The second someone, especially so many people are non-smokers today, right?
Right.
So you smell that the second you walk in. And people, it's an your immediate turn off, and they don't even want anything to do with the house.
It takes a lot to overcome. Like, they have to love that house.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, really love it.
And nobody can really see past a lot of things anymore. I just think it's this instant gratification world that we're in right now,
right.
That people just want to really move in. But when they smell that, they're automatically thinking, all right, it doesn't even really matter once they take all their stuff out. Now they're thinking about the walls
the
and
paint,
the floors
and everything.
You know, to do all of that over. So that's one of the, that's why I recommended my client to you, because I told them, you know, in order for us to get the highest amount of money in the shortest amount of time, these are things that you should take care of. Buyers are looking for what's wrong, not for what's right.
Exactly.
So getting some of that stuff out makes a lot of sense. And you talked about, when you were talking about the couches and the, you know, upholstery, one of the things I was thinking about too is how you always talk about the pollen and getting all the allergens out and, you know, dog and dander and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so. And that's funny too, because I was going to bring that up, because we're getting into that season. It wasn't yesterday, but today it is, where, you know, we're going to start spending more time indoors, and we're going to have days are shorter, and kids are going to be inside, and we're going to be spending a lot more time inside now. So this is the time when you do want to get all those things out of your house that have been collecting all summer long with the windows open and things like that. When you, you know, if you were to magnify it and just look at the surface of anything in your house after the summer, the amount of pollen and dust and stuff like that.
Do you have like a magnifying glass that I could do that? Like, I would be interested.
You know what's funny is I have... I don't have the ability to magnetize it past 100 times, but even then you can look at every individual fiber and you can see like stuff just hanging on to it. Like, if you have a tough stain and you're trying to remove it and it won't budge, if you look at that under magnification, you can see the fiber, and if you see something stuck to it, that tells you that that is a stain that should be able to come out, because it's attached to the fiber. It's not where the fiber has taken on a different color. When the fiber takes on a different color, let's say it's mustard. Well, if you get all the mustard off and it's still yellow, that fiber has been stained, and now that's a permanent stain. So that's why we would magnify something to see, okay, are we still dealing with something that can be removed?
What would be a permanent stain that you, Matt Kritz, from the Clean Team, couldn't get out? Is there anything?
I'll have to let you know.
I haven't come across that yet.
That's great, because...
So you're asking, what is my kryptonite?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You know what? It's funny. We have never had something that has become permanent because we couldn't get it out. The times, because I've removed everything from anything, but the problem with stain usually becoming permanent is what they've done to it before we get there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because yeah. That's the biggest thing that just does you in. Mm-hmm. If you've tried 6 different things and those have all mixed together, who knows what we've done now, and then it becomes permanent.
Yeah.
Which is a drag.
I remember, I think on our last show, maybe you told us how to get rid of red wine if it's on a rug. Remember? Mm-hmm.
We need
throw
yeah,
some
we,
white
I don't
wine
remember
on it,
now.
Right? And we have to like throw some white wine
yeah,
on it.
Yep. Yeah.
You're good. I don't remember that at all.
She is. She's like, you can't.
Because I like wine.
So, no, to sell. Yeah.
Well, I drink red wine, so I was like, I should always have a bottle of white just in case.
Just in case you spill.
And don't get the really good stuff. Get the kind with the, you know.
With the screw cap, yes.
Yeah. So. You know what's funny is, like, I don't, when I drink wine, I'll drink red a certain time of the year and white a certain time of the year.
Yep.
So I very rarely would have both. Mm-hmm. But you're right, in a pinch.
You should have it.
You should.
I drink Prosecco in the summer, so, you know, anyways.
Does that take it out, or do you need to do other things? Is that what we can do before we bring it to you?
Exactly. That's what you can do.
Okay, that's what you can do. Mm-hmm. Don't let it sit there?
No. Well, I mean, again, if it is going to sit there, sometimes that's better than trying all these different things.
Right.
But if you, like Sharon was saying, if you have some white wine, throw that on there, cover it with a towel, put it in a plastic bag, bring it to us. Keep it wet.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about carpet. I know that when my daughter was young and we had carpet in the family room, they always spilled Pepsi or Coke. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would use my Electrolux rug cleaner and it would come out. And then like a month later,
Yeah, but that's so weird. You're in my head right now because I was literally going to say the same thing. I was going to say it about the baby formula. And then there you know, the stain is back. I'm like, how did that happen?
How the heck did that happen? Because it's the exact same stain. And it just resurfaces. Like, it was gone. I'm not kidding. Gone. And then it resurfaces. Mm-hmm. Is that because we didn't use, like, why did that come back? And I'm using whatever, you know, you go and you buy the rug cleaner, the shampoo is that you're supposed to buy.
Well, you know what that is?
That's why I'm asking you.
That could be two things. That could be there's still some stuff way down below, and as you're walking on it, you're pushing it up out of the rug. Or it could be that you left enough sugar in there that it's still sticky when it dries. So now you're vacuuming, and the soil that would normally come out of the rug is sticking to the face fiber because it's sticky. You know how, like, when you spill soda on the counter and then you wash it?
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 hours later, it's still sticky. You wash it again. Mm-hmm. That's a counter. Now imagine when you're trying to get that out of your rug. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of flushing to get all that stuff out. So what we do is we use protein digesters and we use things that attack that sugar, and then we put powder on the rug while it's drying. So this powder pulls the remaining soda right out of the rug as it dries.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is that digestible? Because I want some of that sugar remover.
Right?
Imagine
Do you
that.
Have it for thighs?
Eat a Milky Way.
Wouldn't that be great?
Eat a Milky Way and take a little sip.
And then put a little powder on that digestive whatever it is.
And you know what the worst part is, too, is it's that season where all this Halloween candy is starting to come to play. You see these dishes everywhere. I cannot walk past chocolate.
I know.
That is my...
Kryptonite?
Oh, it's bad.
Well, it's Ryan bad. Gave me a few minutes ago. We have to get to our commercials. So we want to make sure that we play our commercials for you, and we will be right back.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Imperial Inspection Services. Complete home inspection services. Radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141, 1-800-440-1141.
When the line between the South Shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
The leaves are plugging up my downspouts.
My gutters are overblowing.
What the heck's going on up there?
It's not in theaters. It's live and coming to your neighborhood, The Fall.
Call 911.
No, call 1111 781 421 1111. We need the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Zach and Mike turned in a gritty performance.
Look, on the roof. It's a bird. It's a plane.
No, it's a South Shore Gutter Monkey.
Who will survive the fall? Visit SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I'm not going up there.
We're the South Shore Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Who will save us from the fall?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys, may I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with Matt Kritz from the Clean Team. And Matt is from the Clean Team is, you know, located on the South Shore, but yes, you service all the areas locally, and you go to the islands as well, too.
We
right?
do. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, we do.
That's perfect.
We don't do a lot of out there in the summer, but this time of year and in early spring.
Well, and it's probably important for people to do it at the end of the year. So now, especially if they're closing up cottages and things like that, give it one good cleaning. Then when they come back in the spring, I say do it again, right?
Yeah.
Freshen it all up.
That's definitely the way you want to do it.
Awesome. Now, we're coming into winter, and we feel as if we have heard Farmer's Almanac said it's going to be that great of a winter, like very snowy. So what are some ideas and just tips that you can give some of our listeners so they can keep their properties looking fresh? Especially a lot of people are thinking about coming on the market in the spring. So what little things can they do to keep the house fresh?
Yeah, I mean, if it is going to be a tough winter, like they're saying it is, there are definitely things you can do to help. You want to keep as much stuff that's not in your house out of your house. So if you are coming home from work and you work in a big commercial building and you get that stuff all over your feet, you walk right into your house and you bring it all with you. So what you want to do is have the ability to have a couple of footsteps on something else prior to entering your home. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, it doesn't mean you put a rug outside in the weather, but just get a walk off mat. Yeah. So you can wipe your feet two or three steps before you enter the home. Mm-hmm. Now you're keeping all that stuff out. The biggest thing that is, it's the salt sand, but it's also this, can't think of the name of the chemical, but it's an alternative to salt, and it's great for pets, it's great for cement and things like that, but it's brutal for carpets. And a lot of times people will come in with that and they'll walk the dog or whatever, and then they'll go right across the rug, and literally in one season you can bring so much of that stuff in that it just turns your carpet black.
And I think I wasn't even thinking about the dog, because we try to get in the habit when we first come in. I always have it. We have hardwood when you first come in, but we have a mudroom right there too, so I try to get everybody in the habit of taking off your shoes, putting them there. I know at your house, when you first walk in, you have all the shoes right there too, but the dogs, I don't even really think about that.
They come in, when it's one of those muddy, the snow is melting and they've actually got to the mud of the ground, and then they come running in, and there's no stopping them.
But I do sort of stop Greasy. Last year was sort of funny. I remember one time and I was like, no, stay right there. And I had a towel. And it's literally, I think she's like literally lifting her legs for me to wipe her paws.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog doesn't lift his feet. And you know what the thing is? He's so smart. Like, he's actually taking calculus this year, which is great. But he cannot figure out that I need him to wipe off his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He knows so many words, but he does not know wipe your feet.
Yeah. Right. We should. That would be something fun to treat them. Well, teach them. I was actually this morning, now my dog is very smart because now she won't come in the house unless I say, you want a cookie? You want a cookie? And now she comes in the house, right? So as I'm smart bringing girl. My bag out to the car, she sneaks out and I'm like, oh, here we go. So this morning, so we always taught her, not, you know, everyone goes sit, you know, yep. That's how. Well, we thought it would be fun to do like on your bum. And it's just so cute. We see this little English bulldog doing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So today I was like, sit, sit. And she's just like looking at me. And I was like, oh, on your bum. And there she goes. She just like sits right on it. And she has a big bum. She's a bulldog.
Yes. Yes.
So anyways, I don't know why I digressed so badly on that, but it was very good. Well, you know what? Here's another thing. It's gross. We're going to talk about it with dogs, but... You know, they go out, they go potty. There's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
Did you like that? Dorchester,
no toilet paper.
No toilet paper. Who didn't change the paper?
No stinking toilet paper. You put the toilet paper on upside down.
There's no two ply out there. He's a plumber. Actually, house calls.
That's awesome. Ryan, that was golden.
On cue. That was really good. But really, you know what I mean? So then dogs sometimes get an upset stomach and stuff too, so things are different out there, you know? And then they're sitting on the rugs. You clean all that stuff too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife's listening, and I know she's going to say, oh, because we have a cushion on our couch that the dog climbed up on like a week ago, and he made a little smear, and it's probably mud or something. But
she's
she told me today's the day that has to get done, and it didn't get done.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, in your house, there's something that's been, how long ago? 2 weeks?
Like
did you
week.
Say a week?
A week.
Yeah.
Oh, that would not happen in my now.
Well, you know.
That's being treated now, mister. You get out of bed.
I know. The cobbler's son has no shoes.
Right. Yeah. You sound a lot. Remember you?
I don't yell, though. I said I don't yell, but I'm just
either.
Saying.
I can't
give you
picture
the look.
Her yelling.
No, she doesn't
I give you
yell.
The look.
No.
Like, really?
She doesn't have to.
She's one pulse short of being flatlined. She's very calm.
She's very calm. And she's very sweet. And she has my best interest. Always at heart.
You right now
he's pinching
are
himself
so
right on the arm
hoping
right
that
now.
She's listening so you don't get in trouble when you get home because you didn't take the darn stain out of the thing.
And you think she can't see that? I'm just...
No, she knows. Well,
Mrs.
She can see
Kritz,
it there.
We'll make sure he gets that done tonight.
Yeah.
Can't
believe
it. We really have 8 minutes left, so I want to talk about some of these other things. So again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and we have Matt Kritz from the Clean Team, and again, he does service the whole area. We think it's really important to tell people when they're thinking about putting their house on the market that you want your house to be clean. It's just, we always say to people, like Q-tip clean, because that's what people are noticing. So you don't do house cleaning, but you do all these other things, which are much more important. Mm. And I think it's finally time I'm going to bite the bullet and have you come into my office because the stains are getting worse in there too.
Right, they are.
They really are.
It's not
I know.
Pretty.
It doesn't
such
look
a
great.
Nice office.
It really doesn't look great.
It
I know.
Stands out.
But I really think my landlord should pay for it, but that's another story. Holiday cleaning, 10% now through November. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, that's a good segue. You know, what always happens is they forget that the holidays are coming. So this year we kind of got proactive, and in October we ran a postcard and some marketing that was offering 10% off anything through November 10th. So, I mean, that would be for our residential customers. But
Is that because I want my office done? But you just said that?
Sharon, you know.
You live at that office, though, Sharon.
You know.
You live there. I've known you to sleep there.
You always pay with unicorn tears and rainbows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your money's not good for us. But for the normal, and the reason that is because we already give attractive pricing for commercial.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
You know, I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
But the holidays are coming. Someone told me the other day that it's only 11 weeks till Christmas.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, so this what's happening is this is prompting people to think, okay, I should get this done so that I'm not getting it done the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And really for us, that's the big holiday. It's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We are crazy busy right up until that point, and then it's a little slower.
Yeah.
But it really is Thanksgiving.
Well, and then I think if people get to Thanksgiving and they forget to do it, because when you do have family and friends in your home, you want it to look nice. But I think afterwards, if it's Thanksgiving and Cindy dropped, you know, red wine on your rug and you didn't have white, you might as well, you know, well, she's coming back for Christmas. I might as well wait until after she leaves.
Right, because she's like, a little bit. She drinks that sangria like it's water.
I was just going to say, with her red sangria, you just heard the doorbell. Gives me and Sin a second here to just talk about real estate. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, feel free to give us a call at the office at 781-826-8000, and our staff would be happy to connect you to us. And also keep in mind that you can reach us on our podcast or listen to past shows, and Matt has been on those with us too, so you can get our podcast at Talk Real Estate Radio. And you can also go to bostonconnect.com. we have a ton of information there, lots of open houses. I know I have a new listing coming on Friday, so I'll be doing an open house myself. What about you, anything new?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. So, and Cindy has nothing.
I have nothing. Same old, same old.
Yeah. But if you do want to think about putting your house on the market, they can
call
give Cindy
me.
A call. Absolutely. And what are some of the other things? We only have 4 minutes left here. I can't believe it. What are some of the other things you'd like to talk about?
Well, one thing I want to say is I want to thank all the listeners and thank all our customers. This year we were winners of the South Shore Living Reader's Choice.
Oh, nice.
And also the Reader's Choice Awards for the local.
Nice. I'm not surprised.
Me
yeah,
either.
And I mean, you know what? I'm not surprised in the sense that I know how I feel, whether mm-hmm. we win or not. I feel like we're the best. Mm-hmm. But when people vote and they say we're the best, it's mm-hmm. very humbling for
yeah.
us. And I mean, you know, I've said before, we've been in business going on 35 years, and we have always tried to do it the right way. And, you know, we could have grown much quicker and gotten much mm-hmm. more successful. But we don't want to lose sight of why we started the business, and that's with doing it the right way, with integrity, and just, mm-hmm. you know, enjoying it. And
that is very important. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I mean, you know that. I mean, we have grown our business as well based on the same foundation, and it's really, really important to make sure that you do
Agreed.
Do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why you're across from us. I mean, we only refer the people who sit across from us. And one of the things I was thinking about earlier when I was even telling my own story about, you know, hiring different companies, and I'm not going to try to make somebody else look bad to make you look good, but I really do think that you are not just a carpet cleaner.
No.
Like I think of, and you kidded about like the chemistry aspect of it, but you really do know just the fundamentals or whatever, the elements of everything that's sort of done in order to get the stains out the proper way.
Right.
I'd rather pay and have it done the right way
Correctly.
Than
right.
to
yep.
pay it once and then have, you know, the formula or the soda or whatever it is that we're talking about to come back up again.
Right.
And what happens? It smells great because I got my choice of cucumber or lavender.
Right.
And it smells good for a few days. It's generally soaking wet for three, you know? So anyways,
yeah,
I think
wet,
that that's what I find is very impressive about your company, too. It's more the science of removing the actual stain.
Absolutely.
And you do a good job. Some of the tips you've given us before in the past, too, with Tom's toothpaste.
That we'll never forget that. Isn't that for the stainless steel?
Yes.
On the
yes.
You'll never forget it. Is that from the stainless steel? Literally right after your mouth, you forgot.
Right
after you said it, you literally forgot.
I
you didn't
did.
Even know what it was for. You knew Tom's toothpaste. You didn't know what the heck it was for, though.
It is for the stainless steel, right?
yes.
I don't have stainless steel.
Don't be
steel,
rubbing
so
that on the
it.
Wine.
yeah.
So
yeah.
you use toothpaste to get the red wine after you pour the white wine on it? Use toothpaste, Tom's toothpaste, to get it off the rug? I don't think so, Cindy.
That would be no.
No. Okay. That's a definite no.
That's a definite no.
But see, if you ever are confused, call us. We will walk you through it on the phone.
Well, and that's a great idea. I mean, would you actually do that?
I
so
would.
If I said, you know, hey, we, you know, whoever, you have the party, you have whatever happens, just your advice is just leave it.
Yeah.
And then call you, because you're obviously not going to, you know, answer your phone at midnight. But
no, but we do have people that, you know, for whatever reason, want to do it themselves. And they might not even be a customer. I'll tell them, this is what you do. Bing, bing, bing. 1, 2, 3. Don't do it differently. It's not going to make it worse. And I have no problem calling people back and telling them exactly what to do, even if I never see them again, because that's just what it's about. It's doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, there are so many other wonderful things that you do to get the house in tip-top shape. And if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, hey, I think the fall is the best time because you're one of less inventory. But if you're thinking, I really want to wait until spring market, PS, starts in February. So you should be calling us in December for those January appointments. You should be getting your hardwood floors cleaned. You should be getting your showers steamed and all your tile cleaned. Get those carpets out. Get all the curtains. Get everything done. The curtains that are staying with the house anyway. ways. How can they get in touch with you to do that, Matt?
You can call us at 781-585-4678.
One more time.
Again, that's 781-585-4678.
And your website?
Website is thecleanteam.net.
Perfect. And you have so much great information on there, thecleanteam.net. Perfect. And 781-826-8000.
Have a good night, everyone.